This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livas. U.S. Attorney General William Barr released a summary Sunday saying special counsel Robert Mueller says neither President Donald Trump, his campaign, nor anyone associated with it conspired with Russia to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. But the summation of the findings is getting diametrically opposed interpretations from the president and Democrats. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
There was no collusion with Russia. There was no obstruction and none whatsoever. And it was a complete and total exoneration.
That was President Trump's summation of the Mueller report as he left Florida Sunday evening. But House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler says just the opposite, tweeting that the special counsel is clearly and explicitly not exonerating the president. Nadler says Congress must hear from Attorney General William Barr about his decision-making and see all the underlying evidence for the American people to know the facts. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Now more from Nadler, who says the Attorney General's letter makes a key point as he sees it.
President Trump is wrong. This report does not amount to a so-called total exoneration. Special Counsel Mueller was clear that his report, quote, does not exonerate, close quote, the president.
Several Democratic presidential candidates said Sunday that a summary of the Mueller report filtered through the president's hand-picked attorney general is unsatisfactory. Read the full summary on voanews.com. Officials in Afghanistan said Sunday ongoing clashes with Taliban insurgents in southern Helmand province have killed dozens of government forces. The fighting in the Sangin district broke out after the Taliban launched a major pre-dawn offensive Saturday against several security outposts. A provincial government spokesperson told VOA the attack killed and wounded tens of security forces but gave no further details.